Chapter 92. Dr. Reed's office was a standard shrink's room. There was no couch, but there were big easy chairs. The doctor sat in back of his desk and secretly taped all of his sessions for later analysis and to have a complete record of what was actually said. The silver pen with which he took notes was only meant to give him prompts, and actually he sometimes simply recorded the exact time that something was said so that he could access it later. Ron didn't tell him that this was far from the first psychiatrist's office he had been in. That would mean telling him about Marjorie and her agoraphobia and her emotional fragility. Ron was definitely not going to do that. But he could not help but compare this place to the other offices. This was much more lavish than the clinic at Presbyterian Hospital had been. That one had wooden chairs and overhead lights. Here the lighting was indirect and soft. Ron wondered why their offices were not bright and cheerful. They always had a somber look, and he always felt sleepy after having to be in them. "Have you had any episodes this week?" "Not really," said Ron. He didn't tell Reed about the two that he faked. He found that if he said that he felt like he was losing control, they left him alone, and he got worried looks on their faces. At least he had some control now. "Are you ready to go back to school?" "No." "You have to go back to school at some point, Ron, and I'm concerned that you're falling further behind, and that will only increase your stress." "When I go back to school, they'll be angry that I was gone so long. Then they'll hit me." "Maybe you should go to a different school." All of a sudden, Ron felt nervous and scared. "That would make everybody really mad at me." Do they know you were hit at school?" "I don't know."
"Do you tell them?"
"No."
"Why not?"
"Because my father taught me that if I got in trouble at school and came home and said anything, that I would be in trouble there too."
"Do you think that's a good lesson?"
"Yes."
"Why do you think that?"
"I don't know." Ron knew why. It was a good lesson because it came from his father, and secretly he cherished everything that came from his father. "Ronnie, it's important that you value your therapy."
"I don't understand what that means."
"Your mother says that she is only able to pay $10 an hour for your sessions." Ron shifted in his chair and didn't understand, and then it occurred to him. His father had taught him what a shakedown was. He didn't say anything. There was a long moment of silence. Ron stared into Dr. Reed's eyes. They were blinking like the ticking of a clock.
"I think that it would be good for you to contribute to your therapy."
"Really? Don't you think I might be better off in a clinic? You know, where they help you for free?"
"Well, that would be a choice for your mother and for you."
"Yeah, you know, I really don't like you very much."
"Why is that, Ronald?"
"You're greedy."
"I place a value on what we accomplish here, and I want you to feel that sense of value."
"Yeah."
"I think it's time for you back to school, Ronald."
"Sure."